We're talking today with Bill Buckner from the Noble Research Institute. You know, we've talked several times, Bill, but I'm still having to get used to that new name for the organization there in Ardmore. You talked a lot about some of the dreams you've got regarding Noble, and you've been able to really start shaping this thing quite a bit over the last couple of years. One of the things that you're really doing a lot with is soil health.
Well, that's right, Ron. We do believe everything begins under the ground, right? So having a soil health profile that's capable of creating a resilient agricultural system, we think, is very important. So every conversation we ever have with a producer starts around a systems approach as opposed to a best practice approach, and just trying to incorporate the entire spectrum of below the soil to above the soil through the animal and ultimately into humans. So we think it's the continuum is very important.
So how do we best get our arms around this whole concept? You've been working and collaborating with several other organizations, so partnerships, if you please, in this arena.
Well, for some strange reason, it's hard to get the federal government's arms wrapped around this. There's a very small group within USDA that work in this area, but to get people to think about soil health differently or soil differently in terms of the health of soil is quite a stretch. And our ag retail system also has a hard time embracing this understanding, and primarily it's because it's a lack of education, and it all stems back to where we were all products of the 60s coming through the system, and we were focused above the ground. But the best individuals out there where we have this groundswell taking place is with farmers themselves. Farmers and ranchers today are changing the paradigm and the dynamics on the farm, and they're working through each other. So it's a peer-to-peer, mentor-to-mentor relationship, and I'm very encouraged by what we see there. And as I've told one individual who's in the ag retail business the other day, I said, you've got a freight train coming down, and you don't see it. And one of these days, you're going to be wondering what happened to your customer, because you're not going to be able to relate with them anymore. They're focused on the system. They're focused on the quality of their soil. They're not focused on buying an input.
We'll start, thinking about the soil health concept. I know there's several elements that are really important. One that we're hearing more and more about, something that's been around for a long time, cover crops.
Well, cover crops are, they've been around for centuries, right? And we're just now trying to gain a better understanding around what are those best uses. And as science continues to advance, we'll understand the benefit of that plant diversity during which time we were trying to keep something on the ground covered, 24/7. And we're seeing the benefits mostly just coming from the standpoint that we're building organic matter, and organic matter is carbon, and carbon is what produces life. And carbon also produces as a natural filter for our streams and rivers. So everything, and it's a very simple complex that we try to make it too confusing, but it's a simple system that works very well when we take care of it. And the power of observation, which a lot of farmers have, can see this working on their own landscapes, and we do too on our farm up in Missouri. So I'm a big believer in the direction we're going. And cover crops are a big, huge part of that.
Y'all have been a part of this kind of a soil health partnership or a group, a coalition, if you please, of groups that have been trying to do a lot of things with soil health, especially in the Midwest.
Well, we have. There's a soil health partnership, which the National Corn Growers Association started, so we're very active with those guys. There's a Soil Health Institute that we created. That's a research institute, and trying to close the gaps in our understanding about soil health and soil health research. And then we started a cover crop coalition, not just to create the breeding network of cover crops across the country, but then also begin to address the market needs, because this is a new industry that's just in the making. So we estimate there's 17 to 20 million acres of cover crops being planted across the country today. We really think that with as many arable acres there are, as well as range and pasture, which are approximately a billion acres, let's say, there's a lot of room and growth. And quite frankly, we're not prepared to handle the demand for cover crops as this momentum keeps lifting. We do know that cover crop acreage is increasing about 17% a year in this country, and that's a huge undertaking to take a hold of when you don't have good standards set around cover crop seed and the quality and the supply chain issues worked out. So we're very involved in all those activities with partners.
How does the soil health initiative and the work that you're doing in that arena, how does that line up with all of your work with the cattle industry, with the grazing systems, the pasture systems of our country?
Well, we really look at it from a stewardship perspective. We think everything is connected. We think there's a role for livestock on land, obviously, not just range and pasture, but also then supplementing with cover crops on crop ground as well. So everything is a diversified profile that you're trying to build and looking at what makes those systems work. And this is it's a good practice to pick up, not just for organic growers, but for conventional growers as well. And you know, as you know, my family, we're conventional growers, and we're trying to find a balanced approach into the system that we have that works for us. It just makes our farm more resilient, and we have these changing climatic conditions. We get heavier rainfall, we get periods of drought, and we probably saw this year is the benefits that come from building a systems approach as opposed to a best practice approach.
Where's this whole scenario, this whole concept of soil health, as we call it today, where's it going the next 5 to 10 years?
I think if you track what we've done in human health, and just take a cardiac health as an example, there's always new guidelines that are being written as science is continuing to advance our understanding of how good heart health might function. It's the same thing for a biological profile in the soil. So when we look at this thing 5 to 10 years, we hope to have new standards established for what constitutes soil health. We hope to have new technologies that are coming through. The technology centers of the country that are going to allow us to have better diagnostics around soil health, more real-time information, not just in more accurate information. Our soil labs are doing great jobs, but there's such wide variability in how to read those reports and understand it. And as the science comes through and begins to develop biological profiles, those will force farmers to think differently about the practices they have. And so then that 5-10 year time frame, I think we'll see a total restructuring of our thinking and our attitudes around what we do to that land first and what we are applying to it in order to get those measured outputs that we're looking for.